the din of Nozalim, and two, the din of Kfo, of Shalik. Okay. Why? Because, I tell you from my experience, those are the shailas that you get. Everybody is a wise guy if they plan to spend their days in Washington Heights. People take care of all the problems. And then mikveh is something that you have to learn, because you have to learn kolatola kula. But you're not going to be involved. Boyakil is not going to call you to ask what to do about a problem with the mikveh. But I can tell you that there are places like Baltimore where it rains and a mikveh is made from rainwater. And then there's the other problem of mikveh, namely the mikveh begins to leak. And the only way they can fix the mikveh is to empty the water. And they're not going to get rainwater to replace it. And you're not going to leave an area without a mikveh. So then you start looking for the aces. That's why you find among the Achonim so many aces about melting. How do you melt ice? They knew about filling up a mikveh with ice. It takes 2 weeks to melt. What do you do in those 2 weeks? Women won't have a mikveh to use. Oh, so they'll travel. And some won't travel. Mikveh is looked upon as an essential period. Not everybody has the same commitments. They have to postpone going to mikveh for 2 weeks. Put people under pressure. And some may not resist the pressure. So these are things you should know. It's interesting how many aces people give for melting ice among the Achonim, because there's no time for that to melt by itself. Yeah. So what do you do? Yeah. Oh, you pour on hot water on the mikveh. Well, that's going to depend whether the ice or the snow, as we'll see, has a independent shemayim. If Shelik has a shemayim, and you'll see how complicated it is, because it hasn't. Why? I can bring the shelik. I bring snow in a pot, and I put it into the mikveh, and it melts. You see, most achonim, being achonim, it seems to me that the mission itself will say it's perfectly kosher. I mean, the only one who yells is the Ravid. Yells, it doesn't make sense. And what? You go ahead, and you carry it in kalim, and you say, well, it's not water, it's shelik. Now I put it into the mikveh, and I pour hot water on it. You pour hot water on it, it was shelik, it's not water. So what is it? The first three lugim that you pour into it, passes the mikveh. Did you follow that? I have to say that again? Okay. This is what the Ravid poses there as a shailah. The mission says that you can fill up with shelig, and you all the Roshonim say it's no problem how you carry the shelig into the mixture. Why? It's not water. So if it's not water, it doesn't become shuvim. All right. So, yeah, you put it into the mikveh, and I pour hot water in it. You tell me shelik was not water. If it's not water, there's no memsor in that mikveh. All right. that's going to be Memsor after the Shelek melts. By that time, I have three lugin of Mayim Shuvim already in the Mikri. I pose that as show you what the dilemma is. Halacha takes care of it. Yeah. So we're up to here, there. Pick up from there. The other thing that we didn't do, maybe slowly enough, but it doesn't need it anymore. That was the business of Shinu Mare. The halacha is fairly clear, and the complications don't seem to be too complex. Namely, that the Isu of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim applies only to Mayim. Therefore, something which doesn't look like water isn't called Mayim. Isn't called Shuvim Legabe the Gimel Lugin the Mayim Shuvim. Yeah. If the mikveh itself changes color, there, if it's Machmas Atzmo, like I told you, algae growing and so on, there is no problem with it. It's not called a Shinamara. Someone should go ahead, and a painter went ahead and he has his, not his paint only, but he has the dye that he mixed into paint there. Once upon a time, that's what a painter did. He came with, I remember many times that things were painted in our apartment. He would come with white paint on little bottles there, and then ask my wife for the exact color that she wants, right? And she would stand by it, and he put a few drops in, saw it up. And nowadays, everything is all prepared. You get the color right in the paint already. Good painters still do what I told you. They come with an array of colors so that you can get the exact color that you want in your bedroom. Before you walked in, I said we have two big sugis that has to be clear in your minds, and that is the din of nozzling when a mikveh is possible, because it's not may mikveh, right? And mikveh passes by nozzling. What's called nozzling? What degree of nozzling is sufficient? You'll see that there we have to get that clear. And then this the sugya of here of what's called Shuvim Legabe Kerach. Before Shabbos, I gave you the Mordechai. You have that available? That's the Ika Moko for is Sheleg called water? I'll repeat again. The Haibid is the one that yells. You people never got around to it. I still urge you to get your hands on it. The Balei Nefesh, the Haibid. He has this whole sugya of Mikvos. He has it in like two pages. Rapid fire there, but very clear. It's the Raivit that makes the big Balei HaNefesh, the Raivit, you know. I carry it with me usually in the car. This little safe, wonderful little safe. Right. Not only does it have the Raivit in, it has the Ramban in it too. And it has the Balamol's comments on all in this little safe here.
It's on the back of the new Shulchan Aruch.
You have it in your Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, the whole thing.
You're kidding. I don't have it. Okay. Very good. Okay, look at the Mordechai. Echad she'anas ishto v'hit v'loso b'sheli she'eino mefuso. Sheli is not mefuso. The snow didn't melt yet. So what is he introducing, the Mordechai? Very nice shayla. Is sheli water or not? If it's water, then you can go into it. Aye, it's water in exchange form. No problem. It's Shemayim. If it's not water until it melts, then you can't go into it until it melts. So here's a case where a man wanted his wife to go to a mikveh, and there was no mikveh, but there was a big bank of snow, right? So he forced her to go and cover herself up in the snow. You heard about a snowman, this is a snow woman. Okay. Umazig mem so, vahova rabbeinu simcha, she also lo tvila. And he brought a raya from the Mishnah. This man, Hashelik Vaborot Malin Hamikri Velo Poslin. What does that mean? I have 39 saw. I need a kosher of mem saw. I take a saw of snow and I throw it into the mikveh. Mom, good. It's now is mem saw. Okay? So what is snow? Snow is water. If snow is water, you better be careful how you went ahead and brought it into the mikveh. If you brought it into with a kli, it'll be gimel lugin, it'll pass the mikveh. He said, no, it's not snow. It's not water, it's snow. The rabbi says, big time, make up your mind. You can't have it both ways. Look inside. Alma muta litvo b'shelik. Right? Why? You can't mean that the snow melted. That's why it's males hamikveh. That's why it counts for the 40 saw. Why? Does pshita have a kosher mayim? When snow melts, where do you think the rain came from? The snow came from heaven and it melts. It's not talking about the same thing about putting it with a kli yet. The Rabbi Eliezer Mefarish, where we came from, Pambiam, it's his town. No, it doesn't mean snow. You throw in snow and it's malas hamikveh. I can go into the mikveh while the snow is still melting, but it didn't melt yet. No. I mean, you throw snow into the mikveh and it melts. It now becomes water. Right? Hokam Ashmalan. Ain't in shuim aleim. It just tells you that if you went ahead and took the snow in a kli and you threw it into the mikveh, the fact that it was in a kli doesn't mean anything, because a kli makes shuvim when it's water, not when it's snow. The gam rabbeinu simcha hita b'tchiloso lo b'sof chozabo. Rabbi Simcha also held that way, but then he changed his mind. But for a different reason. About the business of it being snow or water, that was perfectly happy. Didn't find any objection to it. That what? That it's snow is not water. And therefore, when I took it with a kli, it's not shuvim. When I throw it into the mikveh, it becomes water, and everything is fine. It was in a kli, but it wasn't a kli when it was water. It was a kli when it was shrink. That's easy to understand. Oh, But he said he had another problem. The case was a man made his wife go into a snowbank. Water has a continuity. This drop of water here and this drop of water here is one drop. Therefore, on me comes Memsor. I have to have Memsor covering me. But Sheleg doesn't have the confluence of water. Therefore, he objected to it. What? That what? Eefsha shekala Sheleg ha'ola le'memsor yagia b'psor. If it's water, it's called, everything's magia, is a magia l'psor. But if it's snow, and this part hasn't melted, all I have that's melted is the amount of snow that's against my body, and that melts. So there's a lack of continuity. Okay. That kind of svara, by the way, and I once said a shia on that one, that kind of svara is significant when we'll discuss again the leaking mikveh. One of the tainus, I think it's the tainus of the Rosh, right, is why is a leaking mikveh not considered to have memsor, right? Even if it has memsor yet when you go into it. But if it's nozlin, and we'll see how we define nozlin there. Find nozlin in a lake, you understand. Water's rushing away. Right? So if that water is not mei mayon, if that water is mei mikra, right, because it came from eik shamim, nishabu hanotfim ala zochlin, right, then it lacks continuity. What do you mean, lacks continuity? It lacks continuity between the drops of water to be able to call it mikveh mayim. It now has 40 saw mechunos. As long as it's running away, it breaks the tziruf of the molecules of water to each other. That's one of the hesberim that the Rosh seems to say, is why nozlim is not good. Mayon is a special halacha. Ach mayon mikveh. Mayon is its own halachas, right? Mayon doesn't have that need for memsor, right? That's why Mayon is makshir, right? I feel of a culture who, when it comes to kalim and so on. So you should have some kind of a mental image there of how they viewed nozlin, right? A lack of continuity. Here he raises it by Sheleg. Sheleg has a lack of continuity. The fact that it does not flow, right? We'll soon see there when it comes to water with mud in it. There, it says, if you can pour it from one dish to another, and it still has a shemayim because a poro will drink it. We'll have it in a minute in the Mechaber. Okay, that little Agdoma, let's pick up the text itself. Pick up Lamed again. Ain Shiva Posella Sela Bavayim. You with us? Okay. Sif Lamed. Avala Sheleg Vaborad Vakfor Vamelech Vahatit Shehu of Ksas Afilo Yeshbo Rakus Sheholim Loharito Mikliel Kli. I can have mud, like a mud pie, right? That you use for throwing at people. This is mud that you can pour from a kli to kli. So maybe it's called mayim. If it's mayim, it's mayim shuvim. It'll puzzle the mikveh. You know, if you can pour it, even though it's suspended in it, is sand, right? That's called the sheyeshbo atit shehu of ksas afilu yeshbo rakot sheyichol larika bekli yekli, right? Ein shiva poselas behem shimshav meilu lemikvi achoser lo poslu, right? Velo od ela afilu also kol amikvi mishelik o kvo obova sheyvi meilu bekli. We also ban mikvah is kosher. So what do you have? It's not called mayim, therefore she'iva doesn't apply to it. Once it goes into the mikvah, it's called mayim. But, right, as the Shach points out, we're assuming it melts. He says, don't compare this. That's the end of the Shach. Don't look at the Shach there. We. Almost the last line in the Shach. B'mod chasol peg tomin, that's what I gave you. Shebol lefnei Rabbi Shimon, b'horek kein lahatir, u'kva cholko olo chaveiro, v'gam Rabbi Shimon gufi, chosa bo kivisa b'mod chasol. That's talking about what snow before it melts. Comes at a mall and says, "How do you measure memso by snow?" I mean, you people know that already from your own experience, right? If you go ahead and take a cup of snow and let it melt, it's not going to be a cup. Right? It'll be a fraction of a cup. So how do you measure memsor? Memsor as it will be when it melts, or as it is now, it's memsor. It says, ukishemishayah shir amikwe b'sheleg yimar chalolo trila. People underestimate the big heter in that. That's not what the Rambam says. Listen, watch the Rambam, because I think the Shach is holy on the Rambam. I will read the Shach in a minute. How does he measure it? Yimar Chalolo. How do you read that? What's the cholo? The space in between is cholo. So he had this concept. I take snow and I make a snowball out of it. I took snow this amount. I made a snowball, it came out half the amount. Right? That's how you estimate how much snow there is. How much would it be if you squeeze the snow together? Not how much it'll be if the snow melts. There's a second stage. Then my snowball has to melt. My snowball melts, it won't be the volume of the snowball. It'll be less than the volume of the snowball. People, are you with me? Look at the Shach. Yimar halalo. Shenishayel l'shiyemuach v'yemayim l'shiyemayim l'yikol kach Moshe Akshav. What is he saying? He goes all the way to melting. You should understand there won't be as much volume as you have now. Therefore, he reads into the Ramah that you have to wait until it melts. That's not what the Ramah said. If you read the Ramah, I believe there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Ramah. That's because I think of the Ravid, who yells, you can't have it both ways. Right? You can't have Shelig, right? Should have Ashir, Mayim, right? There. And then go ahead and say, oh, but when it's still Shelig, it has a a lesser shear, or we measure it with a different way of measuring. Right? You don't measure it by liquid measure, you measure it by a solid measure. But it has to be solid, that's what the Gemara says. Again, just visualize what happens when you make a snowball. When you make a snowball, you don't make the snow melt. All you did was compact the snow, so it looks like now it's a single unit. Right? That's enough as far as the Gemara is concerned. The Shach jumps, but I believe to be the way the Ravid writes there, namely that it has to be measured on the basis of liquid water. Next, Lamed Aleph. Mikvah Shov Shehiglid Tohor Mishemayim Shuvim V'Nimucho Kosher LaHakvah. What's he telling you? Can I make a mikveh out of ice? Right? So he tells you a case. I have a mikveh of Maim Shuvim. It's not going to do me any good. I leave the mikveh alone. Comes wintertime, and the water freezes. Comes springtime, and the ice thaws. It's now a kosher mikveh. It started off Maim Shuvim, went through a process called Higlid, became ice. When the ice melted, it's perfectly kosher. Ice lost Shemayim, right? It lost Shemayim. It's not longer Maim Shuvim. There's no Mayim, right? When it melts, it becomes Mayim. From where? So, the big tumult that all the Achayim somewhat are machmir against the Mechaber. Right? There's nothing wrong with taking ice from a company that makes ice. I don't have to go to a lake and cut natural ice. That's what we try to do. To be Yosef Koladeus, after all, mikveh, you're dealing with a din, Iso Kores, the Isa. Right? So, we'd like to be on the safe side with everybody. But there's nothing wrong with taking ice cubes and filling up a mikveh with ice cubes and wait until it melts. Another example of Shem Mayim that differs from the definition of Mayim. Shem Mayim Bahalocha. Mikvah Sheyesh Bo Memsa Mayim Vitit. Kind of mikvahs that the people had. You have a hole in the ground, it filled up with Mik Shomim, right? There's mud on the bottom of that, and when you go in, you'll be stirring up the mud. Therefore, he says, "Mayim shesh bo memso mayim b'tidrach shapora shocher v'shosem imenu." Right, it's still, as far as an animal is concerned, it's cold water. Animals need water to live; they drink all kinds of water. Right, they will not eat mud in order to get the water from the mud. Right. Sufficient liquid for an animal to drink. Imamayim tzofim agabe yatit. Right, yichol litrol afil betit. Ein amayim tzofim agabe yatit. Ein tov b'mokom atit. Avo b'mayim tov b'afil einbo memso el alidei hatit. How do you explain that? It has a mixture of water and sand. That's what tit is. So what is he telling you? That a mixture of water and sand is still cold water. What's the test? The test is that if you wait a minute, whatever there settles down, right, and there's more clearer water on top, right, that shows that it's still water. Then I don't see the sand in the water puzzling because it's lacks kol gufo b'mayim. Then there are going to be a few molecules of your skin will not be in touch with water, they'll be in touch with the sand in the water. That's okay, that sand is bottled to the water. The whole mixture is called water. Now comes, he sucked us in, Lamed Gimel. I started to tell you about it. That we had such a shaila where my Shreya Paskin, according to this Lahaloche. That's Lamed Gimel. Kol shetchilas b'riyoso min amayim. Kigani avchushim adumim. Whatever that's supposed to be. Right. Yavchushim usually means in some form of insect. Right, red insects. I don't know if it means algae. I think it means it has in it a lot of livestock. That's what you find in nature. As I said many times, don't confuse a mikveh with the pink tile. Nothing to do with a mikveh. Kol shetchilas b'yosem in amayim. There you got a problem in biology, right? Spontaneous generation. They believe that these little mollusks, insects, whatever they are, they come from the water. Since they come from the water in different form, that's all. Snow is one form of water. Ice, another form of water. Yavchushim, another form of water. Matzvil and bo. Then if I have memsor, but if I would filter out all the yavchushim, that wouldn't be memsor. No problem. Matzvilin. You can use it for a mikveh. Umatzvilin be'eno shadog godol she'nimo k'shuman eno. Okay. And if you should come across the Alav Yosan, right, and the Yosan was washed on shore, or maybe one of our big whales, maybe we'll match that. I don't think you get memsor there. And I can fit into the eye of the Leviosan. And I'm going to dunk myself into what? Eye fluid. Mixture of water, mucus, or whatever it is. That's okay. Right. The whole thing lying there is a mikveh. The trouble is how do you get into the mikveh, right? Should be kol gufo b'tzor hamayim in the eye orbit. I can creep into the eye orbit. It's all kosher water. Why? Shkol shetchilas b'yoso min hamayim, and they believe that these are all b'yoso min hamayim. A shver pasul lahaloche, in a case where someone had not only ear surgery that we spoke about, where that tshuva that gave him his reputation, where he allowed the ear to be plugged with cotton, with wet halacha, quickly, based on wet halacha. That Beis Hastorim doesn't require mayim, it requires royu lebias mayim. And cotton plugged in the ear doesn't let mayim in, but it's royu lebias mayim. If you wait long enough on the water, it'll saturate too, and therefore it's royu lebias mayim. Now, referring to the ear canal, now be careful when you put in the cotton that it should go all the way in to the ear canal. Here was a second case there, where that was not what adequate. Why I don't remember that part of the case. Why it wasn't adequate just to settle for that there. She couldn't do it. It was painful. I don't remember what she wasn't able to resolve the issue by plugging the ear. Had more extensive surgery. It involved also a fenestra. Yeah. It involved a fenestra, an opening behind the ear also there. The question was, could we take, and we had on the Lower East Side on Gouverneur Street, I remember next to the hospital, there was a company that was making alligator belts, alligator pocketbooks for fancy ladies there. And he made out of shark skin, he made a helmet, a tight-fitting helmet for her to wear. And Israel said that it's okay to go into the mikveh with a sharkskin helmet.
You mean that because it's roi levi asmayim?
Huh?
Because it's roi levi asmayim.
Because it is mayim. Just like the sand became water, huh? There, it didn't take away from the memsor because there was a mixture of sand in there. Yeah.
So, I guess theoretically, if you're having an issue of filling up a mikvah with memsa, could you, like, just put a shark in there?
Yeah, but only if it's alive.
It only has to be... No. Yeah.
Filling it up with aquatic animals would make it...
Wait, what?
Filling it up with aquatic animals would... You can make...
The trouble is, he needed to be bias mayim, b'kol gufo, b'basachas. It's not easy.
But the oats there.
Huh?
You can have the oats there just with a bunch of fishies, and then the hashaka, and you have the pool. No? Like, if you want to be really fancy, you can have, like, an aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just have a little hashaka, and you can go swimming in the aquarium, like...
That you're asking whether the fish will not reduce the amount of liquid in there, that they'll be counted into the memsa.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Okay, and also, like, let's just say you're having, like, a lot of difficulty getting...
What?
If you're having a lot of difficulty with mime, wouldn't...
Yes.
So
how do I... Okay.
What?
How do you... Your filter fish doesn't work.
Well, could you use... Can you go to the market and buy a bunch of fish and kind of...
What do I do? And add to the memsor?
Yeah, if you don't have enough, like, it doesn't rain so much, you have the oats there.
Well, it should be so. I just don't remember true that way, but listen, here you have it better. You have no water. All you have is fish.
I mean, no, but that's just the helmet.
No. In this case here, in the Mechaba, where she creeps into the eye of a fish.
Yeah. So theoretically...
All she has is fish juice. But
you don't have to worry about Mayim Shuvim.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to worry about Mayim Shuvim or
Zoflin. No, my.
So if you're... You could technically fill up memsa of a bunch of fishies, like, let's just say little fishies, and you can just go swimming in a bunch of little fishies, like, they're all dead. That counts as
feel. There's only one kind of fish that works, at piranha.
Oh. No, they're all dead, so.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Little fishies.
Mind blown.
Okay.
before Yonah, like in the Dag, he was Mathmir for all the sheetahs that are going to the mikvah every day. He was living in a mikvah. Yonah, right, was living in a mikvah.
Although I don't know. No. Remember, here they require liquid.
It
should be Tovo Kogufo there, but Eno Shabdog Godol, Shanimak Shuman, right? There is where the whatever is in the eye melted so that it's liquefied. Well, then it's okay, but it needs to be in a liquefied state. This Shiloh, you will not get halacha l'maisim any place. I don't think we have such a fish. That you can climb into the eye orbit.
If you were swallowed by a fish hole.
Huh?
Someone was swallowed by a fish hole. No?
Okay.
Like Yonah?
Yeah.
Now, here's halacha that we discussed, but why he put in so late, I don't know. What's called a kli that passes water and make it into maim shuvim? Ein a kli choshev lifsol ha-maim shebo mishum shiva elem kein hu royu lekabel kodem shikveda v'sheyismale ledas. Right? Two requirements. That's true also for what? What this halach is true, that yimalen l'midas. What does that mean? I left a pail outside and it rained into the pail. I now have in the pail, right, 40 saw, less than 40 saw. I want to dump that into the mikveh. Don't do that. It's gimel lugim maim shuvim. It's in a kli. But if it wasn't put in there, midas habaylim, it's not called shov. Therefore, that water is not shov. It's true also in the alochev heksha mayim. Kiyutan mayim al zera. When the zera become tame, at first it was yutan mayim. Water came on it. And the water came on it, the rotzon habal. So, if it rained, and I didn't put out my keli to catch the water, that water is not maim shuv. Ein akli choshev, listen much, he counts the requirement for shov. One, elke royo lekabel kodesh ikvena. It has to be a kli that doesn't have a hole in it, as we'll see. Okay. Next. Ushe yismale ledas. And the water went into the kli because he wanted to go into the kli. He put out his kalim during the rain. They should get washed by the rain. That's called midas. Okay. But he put out the kalim because he didn't take them in. And they get filled up with rainwater, that's not shov mayim. That water is good for mikveh. Again, the oz posel, that's when the water apostles. Beinim hu b'kli godol, ha-machzik ha-bov so, balach, sheheim kurayim b'yovish. There's two kur of yovish. What is he talking about here? People not too comfortable in Tuma Batara, in Taros. But if you are, you see, next point he makes. Okay? What the point he's making? A bathtub that has memsor, right, cannot become tummy. In Gabi Tuma Batara, that bathtub can become tummy. If it's memsor, it's Yotze Mikarki. It's not called the kli anymore. The gabi maim shuvim is called the kli, as we said. Imu kli godol hamarzik abom so belach Shem Kilo Biyovish, you would say, well, it's not a Shem Kli. If I'm going to apply the standard for Heksha Kalim, I say that Kali can't become Tummy. More than 40 saw is out of the class of Kalim. That's kind of class of Kalim for Tumma Tara of the Kli. It's not out of the class of Kalim for Maim Shuvim. But Maim Shuvim it still is. Beinim who Kli Koton Beyoser. Vafilu hen Kli Glolim Kli Avonim Kli Adomo. That's not a Kabbal Tumma. Don't mix up Tumma with Chov. The rules of Tumma Vatara are one. The rules of Shuvim, that's called the Kli Legabi Shuvim. Even though it's a Kli that can't be Makabal Tumma. I'm doing Tumma Vatara and Chov. Shov came from the fact that they would pour water on, as I explained, water on themselves. See if it don't make a difference what kind of Kli they use. But Kli Glolim, Kli Avona, Kli Adoma, Kli Adoma means unfired, not put into a kiln. All our Kalim are Kli Adoma, all our potteries are Kli Adoma. But it's gone to a kiln, the Kivshon. Kli Adoma is before it goes into the Kivshon. Which, by the way, throughout the Africa, it's common. They make themselves a container for something, make out of mud. Let it dry in the sun, right? And they have a keli. You can't cook in it, but you can use it as a receptacle. Remind you again. Remember things when I tell you a story with it. I told you the first year we were in Eretz Yisrael in 67. There, we went to the Rockefeller Museum, which unfortunately no one goes there anymore. Fabulous museum there, outside of not far from the Shah Shrem. No one goes there because you get stabbed by a bunch of little babies who chase you. Anyway, I'm here. There was a tour guide leading a tour. So we followed along, and he's pointing out various things that have there behind glass. They're primitive Kalim, right? And it says to his tour group, right? These are made from stoneware there, so we know that they are very old, right? That they are before the Jews learned to make pottery. They had to use stoneware. Every house had stoneware, because the wife became a kneader, and she had to use dishes. She's not going to break her pottery every month, right? Yeah, because they became tummy. Yeah. The stoneware was a common inclusion in your kitchenware. Everybody had stoneware, so that they could use it when she's a kneader. Remember, they had to be careful for Truma, for Maisa Sheni. They had a whole bunch of things to worry about, so they needed Kalim that are not Makabal Truma. The Mechaba switched off into defining a Kli, right? He talked about Shuvim and so on. Now he's defining a Kli. So he told you that a Kli of Memsa, which isn't a Kli Legabi Tuma, is a Kli Legabi Sheiva. Now he tells you, Master Geos, Halacha Lamaisa, is the question we're asking, how do you get water when there is no rainwater? So we settled for ice, set for snow, right? Now I'm going to ask you, but rainwater is okay for you? How do you get rainwater into the mikveh? We do halacha l'maisa today. You have to have some piping that comes down from the roof. Well, is that piping an isur of kli? Does the water become shor because it goes down the pipe? That's really what the nageyas halacha l'maisa. Okay? So what, look what he has. Hameinir tavlo tachas atzino etzel ha-mikva. He has water coming from the sky, right? So he wants to use an inclined plane, right, to catch the water and direct it into the mikveh. Im yesh lo dalet sofos, if it has four sides, it's a square or a rectangular pipe. You use in your mind. He talked about a tavla. Visualize a pipe. Right. Then poselus. If it doesn't have a closure, all our pipes have dalet sfosos, right? But if you're using an open pipe, it's only three sides to the pipe, and water is going to direct that way, that's fine. Right. V'imlav, but there aren't any dalet sofos, ain't no poselus. Zokfa al-tzido liduach, afil yesho sofos, ain't no poselus, kivish ain't no omedus, binyan shehoyo lekabel. If the pipe leans on the side, so you can have water go into it and direct it where you want it. Okigan shamayim ruin lo vol mikveh zoloso. That we're dealing with good water. Basically, we're dealing with rainwater. But also we're dealing with mayon water, bringing water from a mayon into the mikveh. Aber le main hamayim ruin lo vol mikveh zoloso. I feel a zokfa al tzido or kofa al pios poselus. Here we have the issue of hamshocha coming in. Okay. Just keep in mind, if I wouldn't have a pipe, a man-made object, but if I poured it on the ground, and from the ground it came into the mikveh, that would be koshel b'di'eved midaraisa. Mirabonim, we don't allow you to make a mikveh with hamshocha alone. But hamshocha takes away the isu daraisa of shu'ubim. I said that, let me back off on that. Machlokes has shown him whether shuvim is the raisa of the rabban. We pass right to Ramah. Ramah says shuvim is also the raisa. You're okay. You remember the case of Amshocha. We do that today in our mikvos, right? I told you, the water starts off. Those who hold that Amshocha is adequate midaraisa. You take off the isur daraisa of shuvim, even though I'm there with a pail, and I'm taking water into the pail and pour it on the ground. If it goes from that ground, at least the gimel tfochim and it goes into the mikveh, it's already. And I gave you the explanation. You have to remember these things. It has to be something rational in the mind, because That's where good water comes from. Good water that you call Meimayon, right? The best water of all, Meimayon. Where do you think it came from? It came from rainwater that hit the ground and went along the ground and went into the ground and came into the Mayon. Therefore, Hamshocha is not a Gzeres HaKosov there. It's a rational understanding. That's where the water comes from. So as long as water comes on the ground, it loses its Shem Shov. Otherwise, I have to worry about dumping water out from my sink, from my bathroom, dumping water out on the ground. I'm afraid it'll puzzle the mikveh, because Gimel Lugin will go into the mikveh. Yeah. If they show me the mikveh, it doesn't have pink tile. Too much involved there in the Tumah V'Tahara aspect here. Might as well just not a shaykh as halacha lemaisa in any cases. Sino she'ein lo dalet sofos, ein lo chashem kli roilo ve'ayod amayim lemikra. Okay. If it's an open pipe, meaning only it's a trough. T-R-O-G-H, a trough, that's not called a kli, right? B'mchokak bo gumo, echad ketana, kodem shekobo, if he would go ahead and visualize that the piping is made, as in those days, made of wood, and he goes ahead and he makes a little excavation in the wood, that little excavation, right, is enough to pass the puzzle. Why? Right. B'mchaka bo guma echa ktana kleinit shekobo emi shel eitz afila ein aguma machzakas ela kol shehu nasa kula ayodo kli, right, v'chal hamayim she'ovim alov chashuvim she'uvim. Why? Because people made kelim, yeah, I needed something to hold a diamond in it. I would take a piece of wood and make an excavation and put a diamond in it or a pearl in it. Right. Therefore, it has a Shem Kli, and therefore it's a Shem Shov. Emu Shecheres, however, if it's made from clay, meaning pottery, Ena Chakika Poselas, Elam Kenu Mazekes Revias. This is all in Hilchas Kalim. What's called a Shem Kli? Vimnofel Tzruos HaOfa Begumo. The fact that it fills up with dirt doesn't change the fact that it was a base kibble. Eino Choshev Stimo Levata Vitoas Kabbalah. Elim Kein Yom Mehudokin L'Sochol. If you tamp it down, if I put some mud in there and tamp it down, then that's Mevatel it from Shem Kli. Silon Shoutsam Mikan Umikan the Rochov Emsa, Enu Choshev Kabbalah Lifsel Bar Mikveh. A pipe that looks like this, and then it expands there. That's not called making a base cable.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the flow, even though it expands to something more able to be makabel in volume. That's not called a base cable. A base cable has to be in mm-hmm. vertical, not in horizontal. I don't think we have to do this. We have a few minutes. Skip to Mem Dalet. Skip to Ben Dalek. There. It finishes off the halachos of Maim Shulvin. Ein a Maim Shulvin poses a mikveh begimah alugin at sheyipul esoch a mikveh meha kli. That's the hamshocha heter. Avol im nigiru hamayim a sheuvim chutz lemikveh benimshuchu v'yodu lemikveh ein a poses a mikveh at sheyei machza a machza. Unless 50%, meaning there is no hove of mayim ksherim. Hamshocha can work up to rubo. Aval em hoye hove mayim ksherim, right? Harei a mikvah kosher. Ketzad, what's the example? Mikvah sheyesh bo chofso umashahu, right? 20 plus. Umashu, mayim ksherim, it has 20 plus saw of kosher. Boyim emalei b'shor of chutz the mikveh, v'amayim nimshochem v'yolnu l'mikveh, and he's pouring water, but he's pouring on the ground from a kli. Ein shen nimshochem agabe karka o b'soch hasilo nechiyotzebo midvorim shen apostles ha-mikveh, or even down the pipe, which is mechuba to the mikveh. But it's not a kli to passel the mikveh. Hareyu kosher. Hafilu hishlimu le'elef. So in shashiva shemshicho ksheira imoye shamrov memso min al kosher. V'chein gag shehoye b'rosho chofso mashu meik shomim. Umilu b'kseifo v'noso l'socho pochas b'chof shnimsa hakol posel. U'posach hatzino v'nimshu hakol l'mokum echod. הרי זה מקווה כושר שהשאיבו שמשיכו כולו כשאירו הור ויש שם רוב מסקשר. You figured out, you read it some more slowly. It's the same thing. There's 20 plus kosher water, then Hamshocha is sufficient to complete it. אבל אם המשיך תחילו מים פסולים ואחר כך הביא אליהם מים כשאירים לא מהנה. What I mean, המשיך לצורכו תחילו he didn't have gimel tvachim, right? It's best explained by Memhei. Shir hamshocha zu ein pochas me gimel tvachim. So if it's pochas me gimel tvachim, it's called hamshocha. So that's kamayim shuvim then. Okay. One that's, you see where I got my explanation from. Look at Ben Zion. We'll pick some selection. Look at Ben Zion quickly. Mikvah shenoveya v'nisyavesh.
So
it all dried up.
You got it. Mikvah and Novea Vinishavish Bekayitz. A mikveh which has water coming up from the bottom. That's Novea. Vinishavish Bekayitz. During the summer it dried out completely. Which is what happens to many of the sources of supply in the desert. There was another excavation, right? Umilu Maim Shuvim. No, the example I gave you, Vinismale Hamikveh Mitachas Hakarka Meosa Maim Shuvim. Then Hamikveh is kosher Kiliu Noveya. This is an extreme Hamshocha, because it helps even if it's Rubo Hamshocha. But what's the chilik? Hamshocha is surface, right? Here it goes into the ground and comes out of the ground. That's the longer shuv. They also understood that that's where water comes from, right? So again, important thing to complete that thought process. No magical water from a Mayan. A Mayan water, right, is water that comes from the rain. Therefore, again, mikveh shenovea, mikveh that has water coming up. So it will look like a Mayan. It's not a Mayan because I know it dries out every summer. V'nisavish bekayitz, v'yabo rochok v'menu k'sas v'milu v'mayim sh'uvim. Is as if it was coming up from itself like it did before. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And we'll finish off on this thing, and then, as I say, the next. The big thing we have to go back a little bit to is what's called nozelim. Okay, let me tell you what we have. I hope you're all involved in it according to my instructions from the beginning.